Good morning.
大家早.
All fathers here, may I take this opportunity to bless you in the name of the Lord.
现在我要奉主耶稣的名来向每一位在场的父亲们来替为你们祝福.
Only in the name of the Lord you shall be doubling blessed.
只有在主的名下, 你会加倍的得到祝福.
So this morning,
所以今天早上,
a short message on the power of the Father.
我要用简短的时间来讲到我们天父的能量。
Let's stand to read the Word of God.
请我们大家站起来, 我们来读神的话。
一二三请。
因此我在父面前去习, 天上地上的, 或全家都是从他得名。 从天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
Father, we thank you. You can still speak to us today from the heavenly.
天父，我们谢谢你。 在今天，你仍旧会从天上来跟我们说话。
Because you are our eternal Father.
因为你就是我们永久的天父。
And you have established earthly father to be the high calling in every male born in this world.
呀，你也在地面上。 你已经呼召了所有男性的都成为地面地上的父亲。
May this message bless every father here in the presence of the Lord.
在主你的面前，主啊，恳求你来祝福每一位的父亲。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。 Paul prayed to the church of Ephesus.
保罗。 他向以弗所的教会这样子祈求。
To me, it's a remarkable prayer of a short prayer of Paul to the church of Ephesus.
保罗这篇在以弗所向以弗所教会的祷告是一个很短的，也是最有力量的经文。
Paul said, "All fatherhood in the universe ultimately go back to the fatherhood of God in heaven."
所以他说，在地面上所有做父亲的，最终也就是归于天上的父。Father
on earth did not begin on earth.
在地上的父亲，并不是在地上开始的。Fatherhood
began in the heavenly.
这个父亲的身份开始是从天上。Simply
because fatherhood is an eternal father.
因为 这个为父亲的这个天父，他是永久的天父。
So when the Father in heaven saw Jesus baptized in the River Jordan, heaven opened.
天上的父，他看到耶稣在世上受洗的时候，天就开了。The
Father in heaven spoke three things to his Son Jesus Christ.
天上的天父，他就那个时候对他的儿子。
He made three statements to be seen as a closely intimate with father-son relationship.
所以呢，他就讲了三句的话，就证明了天父与他儿子那种亲密的关系。So
today we want to see from these two verses.
所以今天我们要从这两节的圣经
example of a daddy on earth and yet godly.
我们就要来看到在地上的爸爸，虽然是在地上，但是他是敬虔的。He
says here the whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name called Father.
这节的圣经里面说，我在父面前去习，天上地上的这个爸爸的名字。
In the heavenly realm is one family. In the church realm is one family.
在天上是有一个家，在教会里面也是一个家。
I'll tell you why Paul prayed this. He said, "I knew before the Lord. I knew down before the Lord."
所以保罗他说，我在天父的面前屈膝，就是跪下来祷告。
Father in heaven is saying, "I am the only one head." To my son, Jesus Christ.
他说，我天父就是唯一的，成为主耶稣基督的父。That
is why he says in Ephesians 1:22.
所以在以弗所书第一章二十二节里面说， 又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为教会做万有之首。
Father is the head of the family on earth.
所以父亲就是在地面上所有家庭的头。
That's why Paul prayed this.
所以呢，保罗他就这样子的祷告，天父要成为教会万有之头。
Secondly,
第二点。
There's a distinguished nature that the God of Father is a God of holiness.
哎，还有第二点的特性就是这一位天父，天上的父亲，他是一位圣洁的父亲。
Therefore, the Father and Son Jesus has got a perfect relationship.
所以天父和他的儿子耶稣有完全的关系。
The movie shows us that the earthly father sometimes, yes, good, sometimes no, sometimes not at all.
所以在我们所看的这个影片里面，我们就看到属世的天父有时候是不能的，有时完全都不能尽他做父亲的责任。
Third reason.
在第三个原因。
The father in heaven has got only one employment, one duty.
他只有一个职分。一个工作，
you know what's that?
你知道是做什么事呢？
To bless and to adore.
他就是要来祝福，他要来疼爱，他要来喜悦他的儿子耶稣。
At the same time, he wanted his son to be a lamb forever to be sacrificed for you and for me.
同时，他要他的儿子耶稣成为被杀的羔羊，为着你，为着我而死。
So my dear earthly father seated here.
所以今天我们亲爱坐在这里的每一位父亲。
You have only one duty.
你只有一个责任。
To adore your children.
就是要来喜悦你的儿女。
And to lead them to the divine commandment and obey the truth.
你需要带领你的儿女们走顺从天父的命令，走在神的道路上。
So you know why Paul now prayed to Ephesus.
所以你现在你就明白了保罗为什么用这个方式来向以弗所教会来祷告。
Let's go to talk about the Heavenly Father in honor of Him as my and yours eternal Father.
所以我们在这个时候，我们每一个人，我们要来尊荣我们的天父，他是永在的天父。
First he says,
他开始的时候他说
You are my son when Jesus came out from water baptism.
当主耶稣受洗从水上来的时候，耶稣被称为天父的儿子。
If I say to my son and daughter,
假如我对我的儿子我的女儿说
I say you are my son, you are my daughter, I am saying I am proud of them.
跟我跟他们说你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿，这是什么意思呢？就是因为有这个，我就因着这个儿子和女儿引以为荣。
All children in the earthly family need to know that parents are proud of them.
所有在世上的每一个做孩子的都要知道你们的父亲都是引你们为荣，因为你们是他。
All children need a constant, I'm saying constant, persistent affirmation of the father's love.
所以每一个做儿女的，他们都要时常的肯定爸爸对他们的爱。
I want my children to know that they are worthy of me as their father.
我要我的孩子们知道说，哦，爸爸爱他们。他们知道这个爸爸也是值得爱的。
I already passed down my legacy to my two children.
我已经将这个父爱遗传到我的儿女。
And also I hope to my six grandchildren.
而且同时呢，也对我六个孙子成为一个很重要的原则。
I want my children to know that my love for them and the father's love for me is unconditional.
我要我的孩子知道天上的父爱我，我爱他们都没有带有条件的，是无条件的爱。
That's why the Father in heaven said to Jesus when he rose from the water baptism, You are my son.
所以当主耶稣受洗从水中上来的时候，天上的父就对耶稣说，你是我的儿子。
Brother and sister, be proud and be quick to acknowledge of your pride to your children.
所以呢，做在座的每一位做父亲的，你要因你的孩子为荣。
Jesus did it as a sample, as a model for us. You are my son, Jesus.
所以这个天父呢，就在耶稣的身上肯定了。他说，耶稣说，你是我的儿子。
He made the second statement of the fatherhood of heaven. You are my beloved son.
接下去，他就从天父从天上又说，你是我的爱子。
Beloved in English simply means you are my dearly loved ones.
Yeah, 爱子，这个爱的意义就是你是我最亲爱的儿子。
Fathers, lend me your ears now.
所以我在这个时候，我邀请所有在座做父亲的，你们注意听。
And not married men, lend me your ear.
还有还没有结婚的弟兄们，请你也注意听。
Children,Can live without many things.
对，孩子有可能没有得到所有他们要的东西。
Earthly father today think that when they give them everything, they are loving them.
在地上的父亲很多时候想说，孩子所要的我给他，就表达我爱他们。
Only one thing children cannot live without it is.Love.
有一件我们的孩子不能够缺少的，就是父亲的爱。
Because the heavenly father loved me and you unconditionally, therefore earthly father have to love your children unconditionally.
因为我们天上的父，他爱耶稣是没有条件的，同样我们地上，我们作为父母亲的，我们必须也给我们的孩子无条件的爱。
I'm very touched by the love of the Father for Jesus. At the same time, He gave His life for us.
我非常的感动，天上的父非常爱他的儿子耶稣。耶稣同样的，因为爱我们，死在十字架上。
Then He made the third final statement from heaven.
从天上，天父又发出第三个声音。
I am well pleased.
他说，耶稣是他所喜悦的。
Well pleased simply means he is my approval son.
喜悦的意思就是他是我所许可的孩子。
I approve my son.
我这个正是证明他是我的儿子。
It's not like in the movie, busy, busy in the business is good, but over busy, busy, you are not approving your family.
在这个电影里面我们看到做爸爸的一直忙碌，一直忙碌，忙碌不是错，但是忙碌了而忘记了他的家庭。
My conditional love to my children in the family will lead them to please God.
我对我的孩子没有带着条件的爱，无形中就带领了我的孩子去亲近了天父。
And because of my unconditional love, they not only please God,They will honor and respect me as an earthly father.
所以因为我给他们没有条件的爱，所以他们能够不但来尊荣天上的父，同时他们也能够尊重尊荣我对他们的爱。
One day,
有一天
a pastor went to visit a very rich man.
有一天有一个牧师他去探访一个非常有钱的人。
Knock at the door.
他打门。
Come in, Pastor.
那一个人就请牧师请进。
And while they were chatting,
当他们两个在谈话的时候
his son came in.、
这个、
at that time, he's 15 years old.
这个人呢，他的孩子就跑进来，这个孩子已经15岁了。
Then the father left the seat with the pastor sitting there and went to the closet.
这个人呢，他就让耶稣人就留在客厅里面，他就到房间去看他的孩子。
It's not. He went to the closet and he pulled out an old worn pair of shoes.
不是这个样子。这个爸爸呢，他去房间里面，他就拿出了一双很旧的鞋子。
The son is named Fred, F-R-E-D.
他的儿子名叫 Fred。
Fred，
他说 Fred。
When I found you on the street，
当我在街头的时候找到你。
You were wearing this pair of tattered, worn out shoes。
那个时候，儿子啊，你就是穿了这一双破烂又旧的鞋子。
The pastor turned around and looked at Fred。
在客厅里面的这个牧师就转头看这个孩子。
This Fred was so embarrassed by what his father said.
这个儿子听见爸爸所说的，给他穿那个破旧的衣服的鞋子的时候。
The rich man looked at the pastor's body language.
所以这个有钱的爸爸，他看看牧师的表情。
The rich man said.
这个有钱人说。
I think it is good.For him to be reminded once a while the condition when I took him in when he was 12 years old with that shoes.
对，他爸的爸爸说，在当12岁的时候，我去把他寻找回来，是穿着这双的鞋子，我感觉到对这个孩子是在提醒他，给他知道。
The pastor was dumbfounded.
牧师听到了都不能够出声。
And he prayed quietly.
做牧师就静静的祷告。
Thank you, Lord, Father in heaven.
他说：“天父，我谢谢你。
You accepted me fully as your son.
你完全接纳我成为你的儿子。
Thank you, Lord, for not dragging me out of my old nature like the old shoe.
天父，谢谢你，你没有把我好像这一双旧的鞋子，把我的旧生命除掉。”
Fathers today,
今天做爸爸的
please,
求你们
do not remember your children's past before your eyes.
请你们不要再纪念你孩子过去的行为。
Were you naughty before you became a father and a teenager in the past?
在过去
you yourself were naughty when you were not becoming a father.
你是不是跟孩子一样就是这样胡闹呢？
No matter what happened,
不管你曾经经过什么的状况，
Fathers need to love your children unconditionally, as the Heavenly Father unconditionally said, you are well pleased.
在天上的父，他能够说我们是他所喜悦的，所以在座的父亲，你们必定要来爱你们的孩子。
I can see some of you are remorsing with tears.
你们用无条件的爱去爱你的孩子。在这里，我有看到有一些人在流眼泪。
I have good news for you.
我给你们一个好消息。
The eternal Father,
我们永久的天父
name of the earthly Father, come from heaven.
还有我们在地面上的天父，那种的爱是从天父而来。
So a young man was about to be sentenced to jail.
有一个年轻人，他快要进监牢。
The judge sit on a high chair.
这个法官呢，坐在高高的椅子上。
And look at the young man.
就看这个年轻人。
I know him from childhood.
这一个人啊，我年纪小，他小的时候我就已经认识他了。
This judge,
这个法官
is very, very close friend to the father.
是这个犯人的父亲的好朋友。
Who is a famous lawyer?
他的父亲是一个很著名的律师。
And this father,
这个爸爸
is a scholar and a writer.
他也是一个作家。
He's on the course of writing a book called The Law of Trust.
他在正在著作写一本的书叫做信任的立法。
The judge asked that boy to be sentenced very soon.
这个法官他很快了就要处罚这个年轻人。
I want to ask you one question, young man.
我要问你们一个问题，年轻人。
Do you know your father?
你认识你的爸爸吗？
The judge asked.
这个法官问这一个犯罪的少年人。
My honor.
这个少年人就说。
I remember my father very well.
他说我仍旧记得我的父亲，他给我很好的印象。
Then the chief judge trying to prop his conscience.
所以这个法官呢，就接下去要来问问这个年轻人。
You are about to be sentenced to jail.
你知道吗？你快快被处罚进监牢。
Tell me one wonderful thing about your father.
你可以不可以告诉我你爸爸的一件最好的事？
There was a 30-second pause.
他听了30秒钟以后。
And then the son quietly said,
这个年轻人他就对法官说，我的尊荣的法官。
I remember him when I went for a counseling and advice.
我就是有一次的时候，我去寻求辅导的时候，我记起了我的父亲。
The father was writing the book,The Law of Trust.
对，那父亲正在著作这一本书，就是
And the father look up,
信任的律法。
Look up at the son.
所以那个时候，这个做爸爸的就看着儿子。
Do not come near to me. I am busy writing the book.
他跟儿子说，我在忙着写这本书，请你不要靠近我。
When I went to him for friendship and companionship,
他说当我要我的爸爸陪伴我的时候，
He turned me away that his book has got to be finished as a priority.
我爸爸拒绝我，他认为要写完他的著作是最重要的。
He said, My Honor, Chief Judge.
所以他说，法官，
I may be now sentenced to jail.
他这个年轻人说，现在或许我要进了监牢。
You remember my father has a great lawyer.
你记得我爸爸是一个很出名的律师。
I remember him as a lost friend.
我只记得我的爸爸是我失掉的朋友。
Our father is our best friend on earth.
我们的父亲就是我们世上最好的朋友。
The magistrate said,
这个法官说，
I finished the book.
我已经他爸爸说
No, the magistrate said, This lawyer, my friend, finished the book.
法官说我这一位的朋友他已经写完了他的著作。
But lost the son.
他却失掉了他的儿子。
So what are the roles of an earthly father?
所以我们要看看我们地面上的父亲他的职分是什么呢？
Many fathers on earth,thinking that I bring back a lot of money, I am a good father.
很多的父亲想说，我赚了很多钱带回家里，我就是一个称职的父亲。
I'm going to talk about the role of an earthly father.
我现在要讲到属世的父亲的工作的职分是什么。
Busy, busy, busy in a movie is good.
我们看到电影里面很忙很忙在工作一方面是好的。
But to me, there's no balance.
但是对我来看却没有平衡。
Earthly father.
地上的父亲。
Has got two roles.
有两个责任。
First, he has to be a priest.
第一他要是有祭司的职分。
Or you can say to be a home pastor.
可以说就是在家里是做牧师的。
The father, as a priest or pastor, present his children to God.
是在家里，他是一位牧者，把将他的孩子献给神。
The second role,
他第二个职分，
a father on earth must be the king, a ruler in the family, govern his children on behalf of God.
在地上，爸爸的第二个职分呢，就是一个君王。他要代替神在地上在他的家里来治理他的儿女。
So remember a priest, the father present his children to God.
所以呢在家里做父亲的就好像祭司带领儿女到神的面前。
And as a king,
也第二个职分他是一个君王。
He rule his family on behalf of God with God wisdom when he acknowledged the heavenly father in his life.
所以当他爸爸承认主耶稣在掌管他的生命的时候，在家里呢 他要来治理他们的儿女归向神。
What do you do as a priest?
所以呢，成为一个祭司到底做什么呢？
I like Moses' advice.
我喜欢摩西。
Teach the word of God whether they are sitting or standing or walking.
啊，不管在走在坐的时候，都要教导神的话给孩子们。
Because this is the way.
因为这就是唯一的道路。
So you will mentor your children.
所以你要成为你的孩子的导师。
The word of God will lead them and they will obey not only God, but the father and mother in the home.
所以呢，你假如教导他的时候，他们不单单顺服神，他同时也会顺从在家里的爸爸。
And also pray with the children.
同时也要跟孩子一起祷告。
Not praying like that in the office.
不是好像在
movie.
哦，就好像我们刚才看的影片哦，在办公的地方祷告。
Now I'm a grandfather. I pray with my grandchildren.
现在我是一个祖父，我跟我的孙子一起祷告。
This week I said to my eight-year-old granddaughter.
这一周呢，我跟我的
阿公
八岁的孙女
qualified maths teacher.
我跟他说，阿公公呢是一个数学
的
老师，是有资格的。
I teach you six times table, and until today, 1 week, you still cannot memorize.
爸爸叫他阿公叫他乘数表，到已经一个星期了，他一点都不记得。
I said, I want to sit with you.
我跟她说，我要跟你坐在一起。
Sit down.
你坐下。
And she stand.
她
I said,
站起来。
Sit down.
我说你坐下吧。
I will only talk when you sit down.
我跟她说，只要你坐下，我才要跟你谈话。
I know. Sitting down, you will pay attention.
我知道只要坐下来，你才能够注意。
How many times I must tell you to memorize your timetable?
我问他，我已经叫你一定要背那个乘数表。
阿公 is not young.
我说祖父不是年轻。
One day I'm gone.
有一天我不在的时候。
You want to talk to 阿公 no more. You know where am I?
有一天你要找公公跟他谈话的时候，我已经不在了。
Where am I?
我问他，你知道我去了那里吗？你知道我在哪里吗
？In the grave.
他跟我说在坟墓里。
对。But you know where am I?
你知道
I'm in heaven.
我是在天上。
You want to talk to me?
你要来找我。
No more.
不能找我了。
Yesterday morning I went to the house.
昨天我去他的家。
My daughter said,
我对你儿子说
test her six times table.
你儿说你今天给他考试乘六那个六的乘。
I myself was shattered and surprised.
我那个时候我就很惊讶。
I said, six times six, 36.
Yeah.我问他六乘六是多少，他一下子是说就说是36。
Six times five, 30. 哇！
六乘五30。
Talk to your children when they are sitting down.
所以当你的孩子跟你坐下来的时候，你要跟他们沟通。
They may be my, she is my granddaughter, but Akong is a good friend.
他虽然我的孙子是我的孙子。但是我要成为他们的好朋友。
And my daughter say, Papa, keep talking.
我的女儿就叫我说，爸爸，你要跟我的孩子多谈话。
Sometimes parents are busy.
因为许多做父母的都很忙碌。
So Moses' advice is good.
所以摩西的劝勉是很好的。
So Peter 3:18.
我们读彼得书。前书第三章十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义，为要引我们到神天父的面前。
God the Father is righteous. Bring us the unrighteous to the Heavenly Father.
我们的天父他是公义的神，为了要带我们这些不义的人到天父的面前。
Why not accept him?
为什么我们不接受他呢？
You lose nothing.
假如我们接受它，都没有损失什么。
You gain everything.
你反而得到一切。
So my dear friends.
所以，亲爱的朋友。
we must be able to act as priests.
所以呢，我们做父亲的，我们的职分就要好像祭司。
Be a friend, be a mentor, be a close friend.
你成为他们的朋友，他们的导师，跟成为他们很密切的朋友。
Second rule.
第二个。
Be a king, the father govern his children on behalf of God.
做父亲的要好像君王，他要治理他的儿女。
How does a father function in the home?
爸爸在家里他的工作是什么呢？
You must have proper authority.
你应该要好的使用你的权柄。
Wife, 你很好，太太你去管了，我拿钱回来了。
很多的做丈夫的就跟太太说，你去管孩子，我去外面赚钱回来就可以了。
Not necessary is ideal.
这个不是一个很理想的方法。
You stand in front of a family as a king.
你站在你的家人的当中，你是一位君王。
You know why God chose Abraham, the father of all nations? The Bible says.
为什么在圣经里面，圣经里面选择亚伯拉罕乃是多国的父呢？
In this verse.
圣经里面说，我眷顾他，我要叫他吩咐他的众子。和他的眷属遵守我的道，坚恭行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
He can be a father of nations because Abraham knows how to command his family and his children in the word of God.
亚伯拉罕成为多国的父，因为他能够带领他的全家人行神的话，行神的话。
Mother and father are equally responsible.
做妈妈的，做爸爸的，都有同样的责任。
We love you, but you honor and respect us.
Yeah, 我们是爱孩子，但是孩子呢，都要尊荣父母亲。
Sons and daughters, stand up. Or not married, stand up.
现在我请所有做儿子的，做女儿的。还没有结婚的，请你们站起来。
Can you read this one? Well, we read in English.
我们先用英文来读。
1, 2, 3. Someday I will find my princess, but my daddy will always be my prince and king in my life.
总有一天，我会找到我的王子或者是公主。但我的爸爸将永远站在我的旁边，是我的祭司和国王，在我的生命中。
If your father haven't played that role today,
今天假如你的爸爸还没有执行这一份的责任，
There's a way for you.
你有一个方法。
Forgive them.
你要赦免他们。
And love them.
要爱你的父母亲。
The movie speak louder than my words.
刚才这个影片呢，比我所讲的话还更有意义。
Are you blessed?
你们有得到祝福吗？请坐。
Let's sing the respond hymn.